This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There is news. China's economy grew at its slowest pace in three decades. Annualized gross domestic product there up 6.2%, down just slightly from the previous reading. Chinese consumers were briskly buying things, which partly counteracted friction from the trade war. GM, Chrysler, and Ford and the United Auto Workers get cracking on the next four-year contract today. From our Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
While the big three have enjoyed a decade of profitability, sales have slumped in recent months as the companies grapple with changing consumer tastes and advances in electric and autonomous vehicles. Kristen Chichek with the Center for Automotive Research says they'll want to stay nimble.
They'd like to have as much of the compensation to the workers be in contingent pay, so things like profit sharing or lump sums that could be canceled if need be.
Meanwhile, auto workers, often seen as a bellwether of the state of America's middle class, are galvanized to make tough demands, according to labor economist Harley Shaken of UC Berkeley.
The talks are in Detroit, but the stakes, I think, affect working Americans far more broadly.
During the recession, when two of the three automakers went bankrupt, he says workers made concessions, foregoing wage increases for years and allowing more temporary and lower paid workers.
They sacrificed. They performed well. They were committed to rescuing these companies, and they succeeded.
So they'll be fighting to regain the ground they lost and secure their positions for the future. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.